niillä on halea kala. Kila kila omaila, leika rooselani, kua hivina niillä on halea kala.
Aloha, good morning. Nā kai e walu. Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine is underway again for a Saturday morning. Noe Tanigawa here with you, and as always, Vicky Holtakamine.
Aloha kākou.
And kahoʻone panoke.
Aloha kākou.
It's so great to be with you this morning because we're dipping in our paddles here for another adventure on Nā kai e walu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Today, our adventures are going to take us to Hawaii Island, Maui, Oahu, Molokai, and Kauai to the 11 Ahapunana Leo preschools.
That's statewide.
Statewide.
And you know also, Noi, this year is a special year for Ahapunana Leo as they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the founding of Ahapunana Leo. And we have details that we can share later on in the show on their annual fundraiser that's coming up tomorrow.
It's
at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Coral Ballroom.
Good thing we're finding out about Ahapunana Leo. You know, it's really part of an international movement to not only protect and preserve, but really to help nurture languages and cultures that are flourishing on this incredible blue planet we all live on. Hawaii's own Ahapunana Leo is a beacon of hope in its field. And we're going to find out this morning how it works and why it's so important for all Hawaiians. So stick with us. We got great music coming up too here on Nā kai e walu. You're listening to the Visionary Radio Network.
Past the valleys of darkness stands a girl. I'm waiting for you. And over the rainbows, behind the pretty colors, stands a girl. I'm waiting for you. Because I feel for you. I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? I've walked the highest mountain and I've sailed the deep blue sea. And I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Your loving drives me crazy. Cause I feel for you. I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love?
Omega, listen.
Just another big boy, baby.
and violets are blue, and I'm not gonna stop until I end up with you. Roses are red and violets are blue, and I just wanna say I love you. Roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour, and you are my sweetie. I said roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour, and yes, you're my sweetie. For I walk the highest mountain and I'll sail the deep blue sea, and I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? Roses are red and violets are blue, and I'm not gonna stop until I end up with you. Roses are red and violets are blue, and I just wanna say I love you. Roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour, and you are my sweetie. I said roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour, and yes, you're my sweetie. For I walk the highest mountain and I'll sail the deep blue sea, and I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? I'm just another big boy in love. I'm just another big boy in love. I'm just another big boy in love. Just another big boy in love.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nā Kai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Hello! Aloha!
I can feel the morning sun upon my face as I was free today. Morning breeze is singing the melody of three-part harmony. I feel the rainbow of your smile upon my heart. We'll be together forever. Hey, come on, my.
Hey, come on, my.
The morning dew upon every single blade of grass I see. I hear the sound of birds singing a simple melody. Taste the sunshine upon my lips that brings a brand new day. We'll be together forever. Hey, come on, my.
Hey, come on, my.
Evalu, we're paddling the eight seas, connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke and Vicky Holt Takamine. Vicky, today our focus is Ahapunana Leo. Why is it important? Well, I think I can only speak from personal experience. My grandmother was fluent in the language. All of her sisters and siblings all spoke Hawaiian, and her generation all spoke Hawaiian language. My grandmother had 10 children. Not one of them speak the language. So she raised them with English as their standard language, as their everyday language. Nobody taught me Hawaiian language either. My grandmother wanted to hanai me, and we talked a little bit. I would hear her speaking Hawaiian language to other people, to the neighbors, to her sisters and brothers. But every time we walked in the room, then they would switch right into English. So I wanted to learn, but we learned the maka, pepeau, ihu, waha, those things. I never really got much language. I went to Kamehameha schools. I wanted to take Hawaiian language, but was forced to take Latin because
you were going to be a doctor, right?
Well, they were going to send me to, they figured I was college material and I was going to go to college. And I did. I was on the 20-year program, but, I went to the University of Hawaii when I graduated from Kamehameha, and I took Hawaiian language. That was my first formal education in language. And then my grandmother was still around, and I said, I tried to speak to her. And then she looked at me, and she says, that's not language. That's not Hawaiian. That's book language. And I was like, well, who's going to teach me? I learn it the way I can. Yeah, anyway that I could. So I continue to take Hawaiian language. I still feel anohemahema, a little bit awkward in the language. But I think even more important, my son, Jeffrey, he's a third son. My first two didn't take Hawaiian language in school or I encouraged them. And in fact, when they were born, I was fighting for a punanaleo, a Hawaiian language immersion, kindergarten or I wanted them to go. I wanted them to get to school, but Larry Kimura, them, they couldn't get it up fast enough. So they were much older before it got started.
Oh.
So by the time my kids came around, 20 years, my kids were already out of school already, almost.
Yeah.
And too old for punanaleo already.
It's taken
years
of activism.
Jeffrey was already 11 by the time they started the first punanaleo school.
And they didn't
have
any olelo class.
Actually, I snuck it into one of my students who was teaching Hawaiian language at UH Manoa.
Oh.
After two semesters, summer session, he came out fluent. So my third son is fluent. My mo'opuna, who is all of 3 years old now in Hawaii Island, is going to punanaleo. He's pretty fluent already after only being there for several weeks. And so for me, that's really why Ahapunanaleo is important. It's for establishing the Hawaiian language at a very young age so the children grow up with the language.
How does Ahapunanaleo do it? We'll find out coming up here at Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Come back you. one more to say
up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
When
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Today, our focus is on Ahapunana Leo, Hawaii's Hawaiian language curriculum, now thriving in 11 preschools across the state. And we've got Lilinoi Andrews, Ahapunana Leo's communications director, here with us in the studio to talk about how they're connecting with Hawaiian knowledge and bringing it all the way to the technological present and into the future, too. Now, Ahapunana Leo is not part of the DOE. They work in a Hawaiian way involving the whole family, and we're going to find out what impact Ahapunana Leo is having and what's been happening to Hawaiian language immersion graduates. It's another adventure here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep. Somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Canine Advantix provides gentle, effective protection against disease-spreading pests, so you know they're protected wherever they go. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase today.
Yeah, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion creeps tonight. With Advantage, the fleas don't bite him. The lion feels all right.
Advantage provides gentle, effective flea protection that works fast. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase and keep your pets
free.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new 2-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's haupia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
I'm yelling, eh, 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 na pohaku me ole na pohaku na alu me na pi ina e
Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 till 10, and so glad you're here with us. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest today, Lili Noe Andrews, Communications Director for Ahapunana Leo.
Aloha, Lili Noe, and welcome to Nakai Evalu. You're looking good, and how's everything pehe oe?
Mai kaino, mahalo, aloha kakou.
Lili Noe, tell us about Punana Leo. How did this whole system of teaching Hawaiian language get started?
Aha Punana Leo started when about 7 teachers and parents got together on Kauai about 25 years ago, and they were very worried about the state of Hawaiian language. At that time, there were less than 25 speakers of Hawaiian under the age of 18. And they were very worried that this might be pushing the language to the brink of extinction. So they thought, well, what can we do? How are we going to bring this back? And they thought, well, let's start preschools, where only Hawaiian is used in the classroom. And the reason they called it Ahapunana Leo, Nest of Voices, and the reason the logo that we have is a mother bird with three baby birds is the idea of pu'a, or feeding chewed food from mouth to mouth, like birds feed their babies. And that was the idea of taking the native language from native speakers and transmitting it to babies. So they got started. They said, let's try and open a preschool. They opened the first one in Ke Kaha and got started that way. And it's slowly, slowly grown to where we are today.
25 years ago, to get Ahapunana Leo started by these seven teachers and parents, I mean, how did they do it? I mean, where did they get their resources from? And, you know, how could they manage?
That's one of the amazing things about this story. They started with absolutely nothing, and they had nothing for quite a while. Alulike was the first organization that provided funding to pay for, I believe, at least one teaching position at the Ke Kaha school. It wasn't till much later, in I believe it was 89 or 88, that we got federal funding. And that helped us expand in a big way. Since then, we've gotten assistance from Alulike, still assistance from OHA, and assistance from Kamehameha Schools. And that's a really exciting partnership that we've started in the past few years.
I seem to recall that several years back, OHA made a huge commitment to Ahapunana Leo on the island of Kauai. Did that ever go through, where they took the building of an armory and then they were going to put a school there?
In fact, we did renovate the armory in Ke Kaha, and we did convert the armory to a school. The other part of that commitment from OHA was providing the capital to purchase property, 10 acres, in Keaau, that is now Nawahi'o Kalani Opu'u School. Wonderful.
Ahapunana Leo has come so far, and we'll find out more about what Ahapunana Leo is today. Coming up on Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Tequila. broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaievalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
To drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry.
To make you right.
Who loves you?
Who loves you, pretty baby?
Who's gonna love you, mama? Baby, drop.
My heart does a tango,
tango.
With every little move you make.
You make.
I love you like a mango.
Mango.
Wish we could make it every day. I want you to drop.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Kaho'one Panoke, and Vicky Holt Takamine, and our very special guest today, Lily Noe Andrews, Communications Director for Ahapunana Leo. She's telling us about the Hawaiian language immersion preschools and beyond.
Yes, I'm very excited because, you know, my mo'opuna la'akea is in Punana Leo on the island of Hawaii. But I wanted to talk about curriculum, and I know we started with a handful of people in Ke Kaha that just started with nothing. And how has that moved forward?
With this starting of that one preschool, we were able to open preschools after that. With the influx of federal funding, we were able to focus on curriculum. Because when we started, not only no more money, but no more teachers, no more curriculum, no books, no nothing, Maka Olelo Hawaii, except things that exist in Bishop Museum that have not been used since maybe the turn of the century. So we got busy, and it was a group effort, a lot of input from UH Manoa, lots of input from the Hilo folks, lots of work on the part of our teachers, and we started systematically creating curriculum and specifically materials, books, tapes, videos.
All in Hawaiian.
Completely in Hawaiian. Our parents, you know, we got to bring them along with the rest of us.
I was going to say most of the parents were not Hawaiian language speakers, and I think the teachers were teaching themselves as they were teaching the keiki. I mean, there was like learning as you go.
Definitely.
Jump in.
Everybody's
swim.
Learning.
Everybody got to swim together.
Everybody swim together. That's right. And so it's always been something that we have to work with, which is how much English support do we provide to help parents and others help their keiki, mo'opuna, and so on. And so for parents, we provided translations and so on. And that's one of the unique things about the Punanaleo preschools is that we require parents to not only contribute hanamakua or in-kind service hours, but to attend Hawaiian language classes that we provide on site most of the time, I believe.
Yeah, because my son and my daughter-in-law are so not fluent. And so it's very exciting because from the time they've had their children, that was their motivation. Their real interest is to perpetuate the Hawaiian language within their family.
And Ahapunanaleo got not only the child, but the whole family involved. That's how it works. And you're finding out about it here on Nakai Evalu, here on the Visionary Radio Network.
E hale a kala kaulana hoi oe kukila kila kua iwi nani oe e hale a kala kaulana hoi oe kukila kila o maka vahia
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Kai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and we're here with our special guest today, Lily Noe Andrews, Communications Director for Ahapunanaleo. It's amazing, Lily Noe, how this program that is really a Hawaiian language preschool affects the whole family.
One of the typical stories that I've heard is when parents who have their kids in the program come home and say, you know what, my mama hasn't spoken Hawaiian language in decades, and now that baby is home, she talks to her mo'opuna in Hawaiian. And that's the kind of stories that keep us going.
That's connecting the past with the present with the future. You're hearing about it here on the Kaʻevalu. We've got terrific music still in store, and we'll find out more about how Punanaleo has been affecting the rest of the community and where it's going to go in the future.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line, too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
I took the blast on the past to remind me what's behind me. I know where I got to be. In the alley, not the alley, in the sand, not the can. Looking where the water still runs deep. With the only pop, on the pop, who licking car, car. Only place to be with only pop, hana pop, huliki kako, emanao, oh butterfly free. So even you ever in the district, I hope you won't strict it, won't you please drop down and see. All the brown is getting down and they're doing it all naturally. Return to me. Only place to be. With only pa, butterfly free. So when you're ever in the district, I hope you won't be tricked, won't you please drop down and see. All the brown is getting down and they're doing it all naturally. Oh, ike au, ike hoko maluna, kuka ili moko, okupa, reach out across the sea. Oh, imai, kokapu aina, ho imai, kokapu pohaku, ho imai, return to me. Only place to be with the only pa, hanapa, hulikako, kemanao, oh butterfly free. So even you ever in the district, I hope you won't be strict, won't you please drop down and see. All the brown is getting down and they're doing it all naturally. Singing me and the boys, Moon, John and Jerome. We stay up late to watch the late picture show.
Same old, same old, same old. Singing yap, 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 yap. When you get a chance, you're doing a dance, not the girly shuffle.
I'm singing me and the boys, Moon, John and Jerome. We stay up late. Was the late picture show.
Same old, same old, same old. I said, yap, 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 yap. Say when you get a chance, you're doing a dance, the curly shuffle.
We'll dance together.
Where I'm in slide. Where I'm in slide. Where I'm in slide. Where I'm in slide.
Snapping your fingertips. Sophisticated hula man as they like to do. They do a little honey and a coo, coo, coo. Uwehe, ami and slide. Uwehe, ami and slide. La, 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 la. Uwehe, ami and slide. Oh, oh. Uwehe, ami and slide. Sophisticated hula made as they like to do. And do a little
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, and our special guest, Lilinoi Andrews, Communications Director for Ahapunanaleo. We're finding out about Ahapunanaleo, the Hawaiian language preschool system that evolved into a K-12 system that is, in fact, a curriculum now that's shaping Hawaiians and the rest of the community from the inside out.
So, Lilinoi, can you reflect on, by now you have certainly a list of graduates that started at Ahapunanaleo and then went on to college.
One thing that's very interesting is this effort has grown vertically. We actually have Huihi'i Pepe, which are our parent-infant playgroups. Then, what most people are familiar with, they go into preschool. Then they go into K-12, Kula Kaiapuni. When they graduate, they have options now. They can go into four-year degrees here in Hawaii in Hawaiian language. They can get their master's in Hawaiian language. And now they can get their PhD in Hawaiian language. But those students and graduates who choose to go away have gone away to colleges like Oxford, Harvard, Stanford, and
amazing.
Everything in between.
Isn't
yes.
that amazing?
I mean, and so the first graduating class came out in 1999?
I believe so.
Yeah, and then it's been, so it's 9 years worth of graduates. Congratulations. Do you find graduates now? What are graduates doing these days then?
It's amazing. Some of them go off to colleges on the mainland. Some of them stay here and go to college here. And a lot of them that do, it seems to me, come back as teachers. So I experience teachers who were preschoolers that I taught way back when. Oh. And they are now teachers, and they are having children and raising them in Hawaiian. And so this has come full circle, and that's really, really exciting, coupled with the fact that there are so many more opportunities for students who can speak Hawaiian when they graduate from high school.
And I think the other thing, too, is that we also now have decision makers who are fluent in Hawaiian.
Yes.
In our legislature. And yes. That's really important.
Coming up, we'll talk about what kinds of effects speaking Hawaiian has in the workplace and how it's going to affect our communities. You're spending your Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. Thank you so much. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
That is shining tonight, moon. Do you see her and what is she doing? Oh, moon. Stars, is she thinking of me? Oh, how I hope I will be with her one day. Oh, stars.
Chance, won't you give me? Makai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks for spending Saturday morning with us again. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and Kaho'one Panoke with our special guest today, Lili Noe Andrews, Communications Director from Ahapunanaleo.
Lili Noe, with 25 years being in business for 25 years in the Ahapunanaleo program and going into the immersion and having experience in graduates, what kind of impact has Ahapunanaleo made on our families and really on first the Native Hawaiian communities?
I think the greatest impact that Ahapunanaleo and others who have worked for Hawaiian language revitalization have had on families and the Hawaiian community is a sense of pride. 1896, when the language was outlawed in the public schools, literacy rates among Hawaiians were between 94% and 97%. There were over 100 different newspapers published, not just issues, 100 different newspapers in Hawaiian. And that sense of pride and knowing that that is where you come from is so empowering and so important. And I think that that has allowed families and Hawaiian community to say, we are an educated people. That's where we come from. And yes, hiki no, we can succeed academically, especially grounded in our language and culture.
It's so refreshing to hear that, Lily Noi, because so many times, you know, as Native Hawaiians, I think that we feel that we live under siege daily in our own country, and that when we see the how much the language has made an impact on our lives, that, you know, it's something that is tangible that we can hold on to. But with all of this going on and more people learning how to speak the language and how to write the language, how has this transferred into the workplace?
For Ahapunanaleo, we are a network of 11 preschools, 3 K-12 schools. We have a voyaging program. We have a morning news program on KGMB. We have a radio program in Hilo. Our administration runs in Hawaiian. That's a daily language we use in the office. We do our reports in Hawaiian. We have programs on the computer that are in Hawaiian. That's what we do. Where we hope we can go with the language is to get it into more businesses. Ultimately, to be compensated financially for the ability to speak Hawaiian in the workplace, as you might be if you are a speaker of Japanese and English. That, I think, is where we will say we've come full circle in a way. That economic impact,
yes,
is that we're looking forward to that as one of the goals.
Totally agree with that, because we have, you know, Japanese speakers, translators, Chinese in the visitor industry.
Well, you can have an impact on Ahapunanaleo yourself, and we're going to tell you how. It's coming up, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's happening tomorrow. So stick with us. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Learning through my heart to understand what will be my goal? A quiet night, an island rain takes me to a child again beneath. Why?
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, your Saturday morning companions, Noe Tanigawa, Kahoone Panoke, and Vicky Hotakamine.
Maika Iloa. So, Lili Noe Ikala Apopo, we have some very important things happening. What's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow is our Ne'epapa Ikeo Mau annual gala fundraiser. It's at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Ballrooms from 5 to 9. And we could still accommodate a few more guests. If you'd like to participate and come to our fundraiser, you can give us a call at 220-3359 and let us know if you're interested.
220-3359 if you're interested in going to the Punanaleo dinner. I will be there. I'm coming, and I'm wearing my gala outfit too.
Yay!
So we all need to get dressed up.
Hi.
We're gonna ne'e papa over there.
Hi.
Yes, it should be fun. We have special honorees tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Is that a surprise or is that something you can let us know now?
We have our most special honoree tomorrow is the Hawaiian language, actually. We are going to honor the Hawaiian language. We have a lot of special guests coming to help us do that. We have Lena Alahaini, her halau. We have Manu Boyd. We have Carl Vito Baker and Michael Kasupang coming.
Halau ika vikiu.
Halau ika vikiu. They are coming to help us. We have speakers, one from Aotearoa, New Zealand. So we're really excited this year.
Well, is Manu the MC?
No, we have a number of people who are going to be MCs. We are doing it really differently this year.
I'm so excited too.
The whole community's turning out. And you know, a lot of people, this is the first they've heard about Ahapunanaleo. And they can find out so much from your terrific website.
Yes, come and visit us at ahapunanaleo.org. And also tune in every morning to KGMB at about 6:50. We've moved it up because it turns out more people are watching between 6 and 7 a.m. and turn it on at about 6:50 and you can have a Hawaiian broadcast, a Hawaiian news segment all in Hawaiian.
And that's such a beautiful way to get up in the morning to hear that language going on TV.
While you're brushing your teeth, getting ready. What a great way to start the day.
I park myself over there and wait because, you know, that's where I'm having my tea.
Oh, great. That's right. Start a great Hawaiian way to start out the day. Just like you're doing today, it's Saturday, and thanks for spending it with us here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business. It's our responsibility. Island Movers. Island Movers. Your total transportation services company.
Yeah.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. Noe Tanigawa, Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holtakamine.
Aloha. And so today, right now, we're going to talk about our community calendar in addition to what's happening tomorrow with the Punanaleo fundraising dinner at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. And what was that number again, Lily Noe?
That number, if you're interested in joining us, is 220-3359.
But what's happening today, Saturday, September 20th, Kaho'one, no vote, no grumble.
Oh, primary election day.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Everybody should be out.
Yes, and we need to, you know, we had a very good voter registration drive. No vote, no grumble, I believe, just registered. It's 5,018th person since we've started the program. And so now we're doing, for the last 2 weeks, they're doing a concerted effort of sending out emails to everybody and reminding them that they can vote right now. And you know what? I went to Honolulu Hale.
I did too.
And I went, and that's the greatest way to vote. There was no hassle there. You walked in, you gave your name, and
that
showed your ID.
That was absentee voting,
yes.
But it's closed already today. You cannot vote today. You have to go to your right
but
poll.
But when it comes to general election time, you know, people may want
to. Yes, you can. And did you try the electronic voting machine?
No, I have to admit that I wasn't. I'm not good at that, so I just asked for
it's
the paper.
It's so easy.
It
is. I did it. It was wonderful.
You don't have to be techie savvy.
No,
all
you
of that.
Don't. You just follow the instructions and dial and turn it, and then it goes to, and you choose. And if you don't like it, then you can go back and redo it again.
But they still have time today to vote. This is the last day, September the 20th, and the polls will close at 6 p.m. So you need to get out there and vote. I mean, please, this year's voting is so important that we get our people out to vote. And that's Native Hawaiians, and everybody should be out voting.
Yes. So that was my big thing for today. That's my community calendar. Also, I wanted to talk about everybody's always looking for Hawaiian music and where can we find Hawaiian music. And I always have to tell them, go if it's Thursday night at the Moana Terrace at the Waikiki Beach Marriott. Go and enjoy the Keawe Ohana. Auntie Janoa is not there, but her spirit is there. Her family is there.
That's
so,
at the Waikiki Beach Marriott.
Yeah, the Keawe Ohana on Thursday nights.
That
I can never
night.
Go. That was her night.
That's
she
hula
was
night
always
for
there.
You.
It's hula night for me. So whenever we couldn't go and use the Kalihi Kai cafeteria where we practice hula, that's where we would end up.
Oh my god.
And that's every Thursday evening.
That's Thursday evening.
And they start at what time?
6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And then on the first and third Saturdays, you can go and watch Lauhala weaving. They're not going to teach you. It's done by Ulana Mekaloko Maika'i at the Mission House Museum on the first and third Saturdays. You can watch. You can ask questions. The weavers gather. They have a little hui that gathers there, and they weave together. It's a nice little group.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, so, music is what we're all about here in Nakai Evalu.
Right. And so I thought that what would be a perfect mele was composed by Alvin Kaleolani Isaac Sr. in 1941. Its title is E Mau, Let's Strive. E Mau ko ka ko lahui e ho mau, Let's Strive to Keep Our Nation Alive. E Mau ko ka ko olelo e ho mau, Let's Strive to Keep Our Language Alive, which is what Ahapu Nanaleo has been doing for the last 25 years. E Mau ka hana pono o ka aina, Let's Strive to Preserve the Good of Our Islands. E Mau ke e o ka aina ka pono, So that Righteousness may Continue. Ikapono Oka Aina, and all that's good in the islands. So we have a very special recording. I think it's Teresa Bright performing Emau.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Emau Coca-Cola Hui E Homau. Emau Coca-Cola E Homau. Emau kana pono o ka aina. Emau ke o ka aina I ka pono. I ka pono o ka aina. Aina e ho'u
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Alone on a barroom table, she was watching me, watching her. I was singing about an old flame burning. She was hanging on to every line, and I was pouring out my feelings. She was pouring out the wine through the smoke and the beer. It was perfectly clear that we were touching each other's mind. It was knew my closing song would do it. I knew that I was heaven bound. I could tell she was new, but before I was through, a stranger walked up and sat down. He was trying his best to impress her, but she never took her eyes off me. When he got up and left, I said to myself, oh no, what a night this would be. It was love 10 feet away. Imagine her in my arms with that look on her face, lying somewhere in some shadow. It was love, just 10 feet away.
that look on her face, lying somewhere in some shadowy place. It was love, just 10 feet away. It was love, just 10 feet away. It was love, just 10 feet away.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for spending the Saturday morning with us. Noe Tanigawa here. Kaho'one Panoke. We have a special guest in the studio today, Lili Noe Andrews, who is the communications director for Ahapunanaleo. And Vicky Holt Takamine sitting right across from me.
Aloha.
Aloha.
This comes to the section of our show where we talk about Olelo no Eao. And, you know, Mary Kavena Pukui went around the island collecting Olelo no Eao. What is an Olelo no Eao? Olelo meaning word, no Eao meaning something that is wise and thoughtful. Hawaiians had a very unique way of teaching others, teaching our children about, you know, how they should behave, how they should care for their aina. And it wasn't always just straightforward. There's a lot of kauna, a lot of underlying meaning in the Olelo no Eao. It's, you have a literal translation, and you have the underlying meaning, what it really has, what it speaks to. I think Lili Noe might have some more input into Olelo no Eao that we're sharing today.
This Olelo no Eao that we're thinking about this morning is A'ohe Hananui Ke Alu Ia, and it means no task is too big when done together. And we use it a lot in Ahapunanaleo because it takes everyone to keep this language alive and thriving. Didn't matter what nationality or ethnicity you were when Hawaiian was a daily language, and it's going to take everyone now to move it into the future. So it's a big task, but if we all pitch in, we can do it.
And it really speaks to what that handful of parents and teachers started off with in Ke Kaha, with their children, only their own keiki. What a daunting task that must have been. And it didn't matter because they were all in it together, and they just bring more people. So uniting our lahui, uniting our community. And look where we've gone today. We have 11 schools on all islands.
And a K through 12 program and Hawaiian curriculum.
And a bright future.
And a bright future ahead. Thank you so much, Lili Noe. It's just great having you here. We'll be back to wrap up the show and talk about what's coming up next week here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
In the night, an island rain brought to mind an old familiar scene, long forgotten now. Time just passes by, only all too soon the years can fly. Here to find I've grown, and now that I'm on my own, gone from my family, I think of all the simple things, like the sound of falling rain beneath Wailua sky. Lately now my thoughts have been turning to a place where I was born, with memories so warm. It's been a while that I've been gone. Many things have changed. How well I know that nothing stays the same. Though I know I must go on to where my
life will lead. Often I will think of days when I just would laugh and play beneath white blue sky.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine, Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, on the Visionary Radio Network. So glad to have you here. Nakai Evalu airs statewide on today's Kumu 94.7 here on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. We feel like we're there. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, and our special guest today, Lily Noe Andrews from Ahapunanaleo.
Lily Noe, we want to really say mahalo nui loa for joining us. I know you're busy getting ready for tomorrow's gala affair at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Coral Ballrooms. We want to thank you for taking the time to come and share with us and our radio ohana more about the Ahapunanaleo program. Please extend our sincere wishes and congratulations to all of the staff at Ahapunanaleo and the Kumu for the wonderful work that they've dedicated to this great cause for 25 years.
Make make voe mahalo ia o koa pau no ke ia kono ana mai ia u e hele a wala au kuka kuka no ka pono o ka olelo Hawaii a no ka lahui Hawaii ke kai.
Mahalo.
Coming up next week, we're going to have a very special guest, Hanaka Ulani Thompson. She is ohana to me. She is part of Daughters of Hawaii Who Cares for Hanaya Kamalama in Nu'uanu. It is the Queen Emma Summer Palace. They have a very special day coming up on October 4th. We'll find out more about that from Hanaka Ulani Thompson. And don't forget,
No vote, no grumble.
Ahui ho, aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance, about Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said hammock, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be hammock?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at hammock.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hammock, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
A little friendly competition never hurt anybody. Unless that anybody happens to be the person you're covering.
Bring the pain!
Hands, no. Blazing speed, no. Unresolved anger after being cut from the football team 17 years ago? Big time.
I still have issues.
When it comes to two-hand touch, you leave it all out on the field. Your blood, your sweat, your dignity.
Dignity is overrated.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, backyard bruiser. The way you play the game will always leave us in stitches.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.